So let's review. Our daf continues with questions Rabba asked Rav Huna. Bar Bei Rab de Yosef B'Tanisa B'Mali Shabsa. Mahu Lashlume? If somebody fasts on Friday, should he fast until nightfall? Further in the daf, this question is referred to as Mashlimin. We complete the fast until nightfall, or in Mashlimin, we do not complete the fast, but eat something before nightfall. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda did not know the answer. However, Rabba cites a brisa. Chali is Tisha B'Av Be'erev Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, a person should eat a kabeya, an amount of food equivalent to an egg, before Shabbos, k'deish le'ikonis l'Shabbos k'shumuna, so that he does not enter Shabbos suffering from hunger. Now, if we do not complete even Tisha B'Av on Erev Shabbos, we certainly would not complete a tainis yachid, a private fast on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara cites another brisa which relates that Rabbi Kiva ate an egg on Tisha B'Av that fell on Friday. Laharis l'tamidim halacha, to show the halacha that we do not complete a fast on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yesi Eimer, misanu mashlam. However, Rabbi Yesi says that we do complete the fast on Erev Shabbos. V'amar Ula, halacha k'Rabbi Yesi. Ula says that the halacha is like the opinion of Rabbi Yesi. Tosfos explains that Rabbi Yesi says, Rabbi Kiva oisa shana m'sukan hay. That year, Rabbi Kiva's life was in danger, and he ate on the advice of his doctors. The Gemara asks, do we really pass like Rabbi Yesi? The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Masechtas Tainis that Gamliel holds, Ein Mashlimin, we do not complete the fast on Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Erev Shabbos. And the Braisa with Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri confirmed after the passing of Rabbi Gamliel that we should still paskin like him. The Gemara answers, B'Dayrish Rabbi Gamliel, Ovid K'Rab Ben Gamliel. B'Dayrish Rabbi Yesi, Ovid K'Rab Yesi. The meaning changed after Rabbi Gamliel's passing, and people instead followed Rabbi Yesi. Although we prove from Rabbi Elazar ben Sadik, who was a contemporary of Gamliel, that we would complete a fast on the day before a family's personal Yom Tov, we do not, according to Gamliel, complete a fast on the day before Shabbos. The Gemara explains, Shani Yom Tov shal devrayim mitech shemesan b'shoyes mashlimin b'arviyes. A personal Yom Tov is rabbinic in origin, and we are more lenient in that we may fast part of the day, therefore, we also complete the fast of the day before. Shabbos, hol ve'ein mesan b'shoyes, ein mashlimin b'arviyes. Shabbos, which is midday raisa, and we may not fast part of the day, we also may not complete a fast on Erev Shabbos. After some more discussion, the Gemara concludes, Darish mazutra mishmei derav huna, halacha mis'anin umashlimin. We paskin that we do complete a fast on Erev Shabbos. Hadnalach b'kol ma'arvin, we have Baruch Hashem completed the third parak of Masechtas Eivin and begin the fourth parak, Mishay Tziyu be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Mishay Tziyu nachrim ay ruach ra, ein lo ela dal rams. The parak begins by teaching that when somebody was taken beyond the Tchum Shabbos, either by Goyim or by becoming deranged, he's only permitted to move within four Amos of where he finds himself. Of course, Yatzal Das, when he went out willingly, he's similarly restricted. Hechziruhu, kilo la yatza. If they brought him back, he can walk throughout the entire city and 2,000 Amos beyond in all directions as if he never left. The Gemara points out that this applies only to where Hechziruhu v'Hechziruhu. He was both taken out and brought back against his will. However, if one of the two was done willingly, for example, Yatzal Das v'Hechziruhu Nachrim or Hechziruhu Nachrim v'Chazal Das, he is restricted to Dalet Amos, which the Rush explains, as the entire city or enclosed area of his original Makom Shvisa. However, he loses the Tchum beyond his Makom Shvisa. The Mishnah continues, Ha'ilichuhu le'ir acheres, nasnuhu b'direi sahar. If they brought him into a neighboring city or a large enclosure, there's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria oimer mehalachas kula. He can move throughout the entire city or area. Rabbi Shuv Rabbi Kiva oimer ein lo ela dalet amos. He's restricted to four amos. These tanoim acted in accordance with their respective opinions when they found themselves in a boat beyond the Tchum. The Mishnah concludes with another story of when they were on a boat that docked Friday night after dark. And Gamliel allowed them to disembark because he was able to see the port before dark, realizing that they were ready in the Tchum before Shabbos started. Since the Mishnah mentioned a Ruach Ra, a person becoming deranged, the Gemara begins with three sets of three things, the first of which includes Ruach Ra. First, Shleisha Devar Mavir Nasa Adam Al Daitai Val Das Kainik. Three things cause a person to go against himself and Hashem. Ovdei Kechavim, the persecution of idolaters, the Ruach Ra becoming deranged, the Diktuki Anias, extreme poverty. Lamai Nafkamina, Lemivi Rachme Alayu. A person should therefore daven to avoid these things. Second, Shloisha Ein Roin Pnei Gehenim. Three types of people do not see Gehenim because their great suffering in this world atones for their sins. Those who suffer from Diktuki Anias, extreme poverty, V'choyli ma'ayim, stomach problems. V'horoshos, the pursuit of creditors. Some add ishara, a bad wife, to the list, since it's not always easy to get divorced because the ksuba may be too expensive, or he may have children from her. L'may nafkamina, l'kapuli me'ahava. They should therefore accept their suffering with love. Third, shloisha mason k'shem mesaprin. Three types of people can die suddenly. Those suffering from choyli ma'ayim, stomach problems. V'chaya, post-birth complications. V'hadroikin, a mouth disease called hidroikin. L'may nafkamina. L'mishamushe buhu zavadita. They should always have shrouds prepared for them. The Gemara continues. A person who is limited to four amis may go beyond the dalat amis to relieve himself in a private area because gadol covered up riyah should deichel loisus hashabatar. The concern of human dignity is so great that it overrides the Torah's prohibition of violating isum jabon. Amin ardoi. I pikachu. I litchuma. V'kibin alal. If he is smart, he will find a private place to relieve himself inside his tchum, and he will then be able to carry throughout the tchum.